Hello, this is Klaus Rumler again. We are at the Online Educa in Berlin 2010, and I'm speaking to Charles Sankondo. He's executive director of the Tanzania GDLN Center, and he will introduce us to learning and learning opportunities for the whole globe and in Tanzania especially. Can you say something about yourself a little bit?
Okay, the executive director of the Tanzania GDLN Center, as you mentioned, and my role is to use technologies in fostering training and knowledge sharing. And we use video conferencing to bring together learners and link them to trainers within the region in Africa and globally. We are part of a network, the Global Development Learning Network, that has over 120 similar hubs linked through the network. So we use technology, and being given an opportunity to link, to see, to explore what really works and learn about the challenges is what we do.
Okay, in which networks are you working in, or which countries are you covering then?
Okay, we have 14 centers in Africa. And if I mention the countries, we have Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Ghana, Ethiopia, English speaking. We have Mauritania, Senegal, Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali. Those are Francophone. We have Angola, we have Mozambique, Lusophone. And then upcoming is Cameroon and Nigeria. I expect this network within Africa will grow pretty fast, because we've just launched our independent network connecting the centers and our Association of Africa Distance Learning Centers.
Okay, great. In those centers, are you training teachers, or what is it especially about? So which kind of impact strategy do you have?
We are actually training everybody. Everybody benefits from the trainings and from the knowledge sharing activities that we conduct. I'm saying everybody because we provide an opportunity for farmers to exchange knowledge with other farmers elsewhere in the world, entrepreneurs, politicians, leaders, academicians, in all walks of life. We have priorities in areas of leadership, good governance, health, climate change, and most of the topical issues that are emerging in the world, including enhancing skills that are required immediately and those that can be applicable in working places.
Okay, in terms of technology, can you tell us as Central Europeans something about the use of technology in Tanzania? For example, access to technology, or rather in general, what technology are your users or learners using for learning or for networking?
I'll say there are a lot of things are happening, and things happen at a very fast speed. I'll give an example. In Tanzania, we have an initiative called Tanzania Beyond Tomorrow. And it is an initiative that is intended to solve the problem and moving away from a traditional teaching into a learner-oriented learning using technologies. And the government has established an initiative that will tap into the marine cable connectivity, and then a government-owned national-wide fiber optic cabling that will now provide connectivity to schools, to teachers training colleges, and in that way have a very powerful interactive way of enabling students from primary, secondary, and higher education to use technology in learning. But then beyond the formal classroom teaching and learning, there's a lot that is happening that teachers and learners are connected And at times, a lot of things that happen outside the class are the ones that make people learn differently and bring in more knowledge into the society. Many people realize that mobile phone technology is actually used intensively in most of the developing countries. And why? Because they come in a very flexible, user-friendly mode. They are very handy in carrying around. They bring a lot of technologies together. You can have a mobile phone, television, radio, emails, SMS, and all those come together. And these provide a very good tool for peer relationship between students, among students, and also between the teachers and the students. So learning is becoming more engaging and more fun. And in that way, creating a new way, a new platform of learners to learn together and also relating with the teachers. We know of many universities and colleges that currently have all their content available online. And in that way, cutting down a lot of printing, which actually adds a lot of value to environmental protection. And students also are able to take a lead of selecting what they really want to read and refer to, rather than the traditional way where a lot of work was only done on paper. So there are those technologies, mobile technologies, that are actually supporting and fostering evolution on how people learn and teach. But then beyond that, there are many other technologies that are really good and best, I'll say. When you go to many of the countries, like in Tanzania, we have the best technology that we deploy in, for example, radio. And there are many FM stations that are emerging, and even universities own FM radio stations, where some of that teaching can be complemented in universities. We have the best technology in television, digital, and people can enjoy using that type of technology wherever they are. And the challenge will be now, looking on what we see at Online Educa Berlin, on what actually can be used to integrate these types of technologies that exist to make sure that the learning is quite innovative, engaging, and we get more results from the environment and the technology that we have.
Okay, thank you very much, Dan. This was a very, very interesting insight on a country we have just little knowledge of. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello back to the Tanzania part of this Online Educa. We are talking again to Jals Senkondo from the Tanzania GDLN Center. He is the executive director. Charles told us that Tanzania is hosting the E-Learning Africa 2011 conference, and he will give us an insight into the organization and the intention of this conference.
Okay, thank you very much. The Tanzania government will be hosting the E-Learning Africa conference in May 2011, and this is an opportunity for those involved in capacity development in the public and private sector, in education, in infrastructure, in technologies, to meet together and share their experiences, and also get a feel of the real situation and the innovations that are going on in Africa. But then what I will say is that E-Learning Africa has been successful, because from the starting of this initiative way back in 2006, a number of participants has been increasing. This year, E-Learning Africa was in Zambia, and there were a bit more than 1,700 participants. And we expect that in Tanzania, we definitely have about 2,000 participants. Mm-hmm. And if you hear me now, you can actually come and make the number 2,001. There are a lot of attractions in Tanzania. It's a country that is proud of the peace and stability for all the years. But then there are a lot of other attractions that can be molded together with the participation in this e-learning Africa conference. One of them could be coming into the wonder of the world that we have actually displayed in our booth here in Berlin, where you can visit the Serengeti National Park, the Ngorongoro Crater, attend the e-learning Africa conference, and then travel to Zanzibar, where you can bask at least for a day or two. Then and thereafter, climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. And they say it's the only place where you can see snow around the equator. So we really look forward to this event, and preparations have gone into quite a higher stage, and we invite everybody to come and participate.
This sounds great. A very busy program if you come to the e-learning conference in Tanzania. One final question. This is not the first e-learning conference on the African continent. As far as I know, the impact is international. Is this right?
Yes. It's a conference that is held in Africa, but the impact is international because technology brings everybody together. We have the technology providers, and then we have innovations that are evolving according to the technologies that are coming up. We have all the big players in the world who come to participate in these conferences, and how the technology is being applied or used in various places in the world is quite amazing. So possibly this is one of the opportunities where many of the providers of technology, those involved in education and those who are doing the infrastructure work, can come and get a feel of how that technology is actually being applied or being used, or how people innovate using the technologies.
Another final question. e-learning and also mobile learning is a very big issue, as I understand it, on the African continent. What can we, Europeans, or the rest of the world, learn from your efforts in e-learning and mobile learning? Have you any perspectives?
I think that the future of learning will be into mobile learning. And I've said it many times, that if you just do a quick check on people in a room during the conference, you'll find that they are almost having a mobile phone, and some will be working with two or even three. And the capacity of the mobile phones are also amazing. People move with several gigabytes of memory within their telephones. And it's becoming a reality that what we need to do is just innovate and see how we can make the support for learning quite friendly. And many people say technology can provide that. We can make learning enjoyable, we can make learning fun, and in that case, engage the learner quite well, involve the learner in the process. And now, mobile phones provide that. There are examples, for example, learners using social media, like Facebook, uploading what they see in the environment, bringing it up into platforms where other learners can see and then comment back, and finally you continue, you know, harvesting the knowledge as you go along. So mobile phones are actually providing a huge opportunity that people can actually get engaged, getting involved, and also share what they know with the trainers and many people across the globe.
So you don't see any differences, specific differences between or in the use of mobile or electronic devices in general between different countries? So it's a global phenomenon, as you describe it?
Yeah, it's a global, but then when you run training programs, when you have a learning process, there are a lot of aspects that have to be looked into. You look into cultures, you look into barriers of language. Definitely those will segregate those who learn in English, or those who learn in French, those who learn in Kiswahili, you know, they'll be forming their own type of a group. And then you have the trainers, and it's a big issue that is coming, whether we need actual to train teachers to use all these technologies, or we leave the teachers alone to focus as teachers, but then let those who are bringing the technology to make it quite innovative, that the teachers can easily use the technology and sail on, you know, developing various packages using very user-friendly technologies. And I think this is what the mobile phones are bringing. Just with a few buttons you have in a phone, you can easily access a lot of applications. Those are the things that we need to see happening.
So, thank you very much indeed. It was very interesting. And we wish you lots of success for your e-learning conference in 2011 and many success with your very interesting initiatives in training in general.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Tanzania in May 2011.
Thank you.